Jazz on the Hill is coming. You know, it's towards the end of the semester. It's the wonderful springtime. And joining me to tell us about it is Mo Trout. Hi.
Hey, John. It's good to see you.
There is a lot of stuff coming up. Saturday, there is a jam session and a wonderful alumni concert with a great band. And then Sunday afternoon, there's Jazz on the Hill. How does this all come together? I know you guys were just in Portugal and you know, finals are coming up. How's this to put it together?
Well, this is our traditional end of the semester, you know, big bash, you know, with jazz. And so we kind of plan for this all semester, you know, and get ready for it, even though we have so many other things going on. As you just alluded, it's been a very busy year, but we're really excited about it. You know, we always keep our fingers crossed that we're going to have great weather, and I'm sure we're going to, you know, no matter what the weather forecasts say. This is a chance for us to really play on our home turf over there at Slater Center. We're going to feature all of our jazz bands, plus an alumni jazz band, and plus the group Chameleon, which is another alumni group that comes back. I think this is their seventh year.
They're actually going to be at Lafayette Theater.
Correct.
Saturday night. And then there's actually the alumni jazz band is going to sort of open for them, right?
Well, yeah, members of the alumni jazz band will be there. And there'll also be some members of the Purdue jazz band that'll be there. And we're going to do a jam session, you know, and just it's going to be very informal and just let everybody have a chance to blow a little bit, you know, and play some solos. And it's always a lot of fun and a great chance for everybody to unwind and visit and catch up and, you know, and just doing what we enjoy doing.
You know? Oh, yeah. Mo Trout is my guest, and we're talking about a concert Saturday evening that starts at about 6:30, and Chameleon takes the stage at 8. Then Sunday afternoon, 2:30, things start there on the Hill. It's a lot of groups. How is it to coordinate? Because I know there's a guitar ensemble, there's some lab bands. How is it to get all these kids together?
Well, they're all in a regular class. Each band has its own regular class. And so, you know, we prepare for these. One of them is, we call it our Tower of Power band this semester. Our top band is, you know, kind of shorten it. We don't want to get in trouble with Tower of Power, but we've been studying their music all semester and performing some of their greatest hits. And so, you know, that's kind of a fun group. And it's very similar to the Chameleon group. And so we kind of patterned us after the Chameleon group. And our students are having a great time with that. And then the guitar ensemble, as you say, is mostly guitar players, you know, but a few horn players as well, and explore some different kinds of music. And then we have our more traditional big bands, you know, and we have four of those plus the alumni jazz band, so five big bands will be there. So it's a feat, you know, just trying to get all of the music set and all of the rehearsals coordinated, but it's all coming together really well. I'm very excited about it.
I'm curious about some of the music. I know that there are all sorts of charts, as you're talking about, five different bands. Mm-hmm. Are there sometimes students that are putting together charts? Are there sometimes that you're putting together a chart? Tell us a little bit about the music that goes into this.
Well, this year, it's kind of a big year in jazz because this is the 100th anniversary of recorded jazz. You know, the first jazz recording happened 100 years ago. And as it happens, a lot of the great artists in jazz were born 100 years ago. And so we're going to celebrate some of that during this performance, most notably Ella Fitzgerald. We're going to be celebrating with some of her great recordings. And Buddy Rich, you know, would have been 100 years old this year as well. And so we're going to play some really great Buddy Rich tunes. And then we're going to be celebrating some other jazz greats, most notably this year, Benny Golson. He's a guy that, you know, we don't think about that much, but, you know, he really contributed a lot of really fantastic compositions to the jazz repertoire. And we're going to be playing some really great arrangements of those. So, you know, we don't have any students writing for this one. These are all pre-written pieces, and most of them record copies, you know, pieces that were played just the same way that the artists played them.
Wow, that's a lot of fun. Yeah. Well, we're looking forward to it. It's Jazz on the Hill, and there are seven different groups that are playing. It starts at 2:30. It's one of those you want to plan ahead, but, you know, it's a family thing. If you want to come for a little bit of it early on and get a front row seat, but, you know, there's a little bit of break. You guys are going to have to change places, right?
Right. Yeah, we have, like I said, you know, we have seven different bands going. I mean, there's a chance to catch some really great music all throughout the afternoon. We have Kappa Kappa Psi, who is our band service fraternity, going to be cooking hot dogs and having some sodas. And we've got Kona Ice there, you know, so it's going to be a real party. So, you know, just come and enjoy. You can throw frisbees around, bring the dog, you know, it's great.
Oh, excellent. It's Sunday afternoon, starts at 2:30, goes through about 5 or so.
Yeah.
Just in case things that let's say there's some inclement weather this weekend. What's the rain?
We're going to be moving over to the Co-Rec. So you can watch us there. I'm not exactly sure right now which one of the gyms we're going to be in, but we're trying to get into the feature gym over there at the Co-Rec.
All right, just in case.
That's right.
Well, what is going on? This is this weekend, Saturday evening at Lafayette Theater, and then Jazz on the Hill at Slater Center there here on the Purdue campus. What happens? Are you guys busy during the summer?
Well, we do have a summer jazz band that's going to be meeting. We're going to be meeting throughout the month of June, and then we'll be performing at the Veterans Celebration in Monticello on July the 1st, and then we'll be playing for the Stars and Stripes on July 4th here in Lafayette. So always
right.
busy.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we'll have to have you back for some of that, and have fun this weekend.
Thank you very much, John. Appreciate it.